Officials say preliminary results of an investigation show an excavator struck a rock that caused a spark on steep slopes in the forest. The heat remained dormant until hot, dry, and windy conditions caused it to grow into a wildfire. Brady Smith is a spokesperson with the forest.
Rock strikes are common because it's just part of the terrain. What's not common is that kind of heat source from a rock strike holds overnight and then reemerges the next morning.
Investigators didn't find evidence of negligence on the part of the thinning crew. The last piece of equipment in the area was used 14 hours before the first reports of fire, and the operator had completed a one-hour fire watch before leaving. The work was part of the Flagstaff Watershed Protection Project. Its funding was approved by Flagstaff voters in 2012. The museum fire burned nearly 2,000 acres. Several homes were evacuated, but no structures burned. Some areas of the city still remain under threat from post-fire flooding. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.